That was a group of verses that you don't typically read. Some of them were, but you don't typically read on a Christmas Eve service. But one of the things I want to direct your attention to has to do with the darkness has seen a great light. If you have your Bibles and could turn to Luke chapter 2, I know some of you are a little in the shadows and may not be able to read, but Luke chapter 2, I draw your attention to verse 8. This part is very familiar to most of us. If you've ever been to any Christmas Eve or Christmas service, you know this is part of the reading. But I want to draw a special attention to it in a unique way. Luke 2, verse 8, "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.' When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb." Isaiah 9:2 tells us that the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. To realize that these shepherds were watching their sheep at night. Everything's dark. But that doesn't just describe what they were experiencing while watching their sheep in a darkness. There was a darkness that covered all the land of Israel. Israel had not heard a word from God in many years. What happened in that vacuum was individual leaders began to rise up and give their interpretation of God's revelation and added to God's revelation. And in the midst of all that, they brought a darkness into Israel so that people were no longer worshiping the true living God. They were worshiping the one fabricated by the religious elite. A darkness covered. And you know, as well as I do, after we all experienced December 21st, the longest day of the year, that darkness settles in pretty quick around here, doesn't it? But when that darkness settles in, one beam of light can come through and cut through that darkness. That beam of light came in a moment when the shepherds were yawning, having done this day after night after day after night, and it was in the mundane part of their life and in the nighttime that something happened that shook them out of their lethargy. And it was the angel appeared, a revelation from God. And not only that, but a glorious appearing of multitudes of angels, and all of them in unison, chorusing together, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." They were living in bondage, not in peace. But the worst bondage that they actually lived in was a sinful bondage. They were in bondage to sin, and they had lost their understanding of how and who God was and their trust in Him. It's interesting, John captures it in the first chapter of John this way. John 1:3. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him, Jesus Christ, was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So this light of Christ came into the darkness of this people. And now it is going to begin to point men away from the false teaching, the false idolatry, and point them to the true redemption, to the true God and Savior, Jesus Christ. But there's a problem. And we all know that there's always a problem. If there's a positive, there's always a negative, right? In John chapter 3, listen to how John captures this understanding and help us to understand what is going on in our world even today. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. You can talk about most things. Well, maybe you can talk about most things. But one thing that turns people off quicker than anything else is to talk about Jesus Christ being the only Savior of mankind. Why is that? John tells us it's because they enjoy their darkness, lest their deeds be exposed. I'm okay. And then you bring in the fact that there's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus Christ. And they shun you, they shut you out, because it is the light that comes in and exposes their real problem. Their real problem is they are not okay. Without Jesus Christ, if you're here tonight or you're watching on our live stream, without Jesus Christ, you're not okay. You can convince yourself, but the problem is, you need the light of Christ to expose who you really are in His presence. Now, I'm looking at shadowy figures. Some I can see clearly, but some are in the shadows. And you could have come without having washed your face, and there might be a little smudge on your face, but I can't tell, because you're in the shadows, and the shadows covers the mark. But if I were to bring you up front here, we'd all see the smudge, wouldn't we? Because the light will expose that. And that's what Jesus Christ does. So as the shepherds were in their field, no wonder they were very afraid. They were terrified, because living in that darkness, they had no comprehension of where they had gone religiously, morally, spiritually. They had wandered far away, and then when the angel came and proclaimed that exaltation of the Christ child, they got up and ran and worshiped the baby, because they understood the light came on, and they responded to that revelation, to that light, and worshiped that baby who is Jesus Christ. Jesus stood up at the last day of the Feast of Pentecost, when they lit the bonfires and the light of the bonfires would be emanating into the dark sky. Jesus stood up and said to the crowd, I am the light of the world. He is that light. But we always want to put something over top of that light and drown it out, don't we? But it will never overtake it. You can try to extinguish it all you want, ignore it, cast it aside at your own peril, but you'll never extinguish that light because he is the light of the world. And no one in that world can extinguish it. And then Jesus in John 12, verse 35, Jesus said to them, the light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. When Jesus had said these things, he departed and hid himself from them. The only way to know how to go in this life in preparation for the next life is to respond to the light of Jesus Christ. Let me give you one last verse taken out of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In this case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. Satan does not want you to see the light of the gospel, the good news of the glory of Christ. He wants you to stay in the shadows, stay in the darkness, and keep up your evil deeds. The light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, for what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Christian, you have the light of the knowledge of the glory of Christ in you. It's part of who you are in Christ. Now, let the glory of that light shine through you as you point others to the true light. But as you point others to the true light, do recognize that there are those who will want to put a cloth over your light, who want to stop you from speaking about that light so that they can continue in their deeds. But this is the time, every day, to let your light shine. And so we're going to, later on in the service, we're going to have the time where we have the candle, spread the candle, and we're going to let our light shine as a tribute to what we are to do when we get out there. Every time you walk into your workplace, you're walking into a dark spot. And I know some of you are saying, yeah, you have no idea. Yeah, and you're probably right. I don't have an idea. But let me tell you, you have the light, and it's not yours. It's Christ's in you. All you have to do is bring the glory out. It's the glory of Christ, and it points people to God. And let him work through you to shine the light on their life so that, like the shepherds, they rush to that baby and worship the Christ child in response to the revelation of God. So in response to you sharing the light and the gospel, the scriptures, you will have some that will rush to the glory of Christ and worship him and respond to the positive gospel message. I pray that will encourage us. I pray it will also encourage you if you've never trusted in that light. Here comes the light. It is shining in you. You are in need of a Savior because you are living in darkness with your sin nature, and he came to set you free He took on flesh to set you free from the bondage of sin and death, and he will prepare you for eternity in heaven. May that be your Christmas Eve of worship and celebration of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for our time already. And as we continue to sing, we do want to adore you for all you have done and all you have given to us. And we thank you. Lord, encourage us. May those without Christ trust in you even this night. And those who have trusted in you, let their light shine in the midst of darkness. And we thank you and give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.